And sometimes these kind of things, they don't help. They really add to the confusion and add to the violence there. People, some people like to be on the cameras. And I think that also if there's a serious problem, I don't think we are a judicial body that's sitting there holding trials. And people could be from outside the audience doing things. And if that's serious, then it's going to end up in civil courts anyway, or criminal courts. And so I don't think we ought to be stepping into that territory. I think we ought to be precautionary, and we have already passed a resolution. I think that's adequate. And so I think to adding more to it and reading more into it and creating this kind of a situation, I think we should stay away from. So I'm going to vote no against this.
Okay, so you are against. I would like to hear two people in pro. Ambrose?
I'm in favor. Okay, no, I'm opposed.
Okay, then Mark?
No, I was already on the list.
Wait, yes, what happened is that I already hear two people against this motion.
No, you didn't make that rule up front.
Yes.
Right.
You didn't make that rule.
So we got took the consideration that we in that in order to expedite this and we
just can't make a rule after you set
it. And we do it fast.
And I'm going to be very short.
Okay, go ahead.
My only problem with this whole thing is the word incitement.
Yes.
How you know I've been an organizer for a long many years. And there's no way in the world you could tell I incited somebody to do something if I didn't want you to know. Hmm. And as one lady just said, stuff happens in the hallways. It happens outside. It happens without the video being able to detect anything. That's
you
the way things happen.
You propose a better solution?
Huh?
No.
Leave
no,
out
no,
the
no,
word
no,
incited.
No dialogue. Come on, come on. Let's finish, please. Okay.
Yeah, unless you can really define and determine how incitement is going to be determined, then this whole thing makes no sense.
Oh, just drop incitement.
I think it's fine,
folks. Yes, and drop incitement.
Mr. Chair, who's next on the stack?
The next one on the stack is Mark.
And could you just tell us who is in the stack so we don't have
yes,
to be interrupted and say we want to be in it?
It's Mark, Ray, Roger, William, Gerald, and Carol.
And me.
Who is me?
Miguel.
Miguel, okay. There you go, Miguel.
Okay, I'm going to make this quick as well. I agree with what Ambrose said about inciting. I have looked at the videotapes from BAI, and I'm still not exactly clear on that. For those who think that videotape provides definitive evidence, I have two words for you, Rodney King. With respect to the other provisions, I think what's being attempted here is sort of Orwellian. You know, it's like 1984. We're going to hire somebody, we're going to videotape and try to catch it all, and then we're going to sit on our high and mighty and decide who can't have a show or who can be barred from the theater of the New York. I think it's not workable. It's going to get us down a hole bigger than the one that we're in now. I think it's unnecessary, however well-intentioned, and I strongly advocate against it.
Okay. Ray.
Yeah, well, to this whole pile of very good arguments, I would add that a major weakness of this motion is that it goes to the extreme. I mean, if I negotiating, I would laugh. If I was representing a worker, I would laugh at the management that would tell me that they would fire a worker. Particularly, this motion says that somebody who steps on somebody's toe, quote-unquote, by accident, will be treated the same as somebody who just deliberately punches somebody in the middle of their face. And I think that, at the very least, we should be a graded action to correspond to the gravity of the offense.
Okay. Roger.
Thing is, I'm against this motion as it is. I agree with the intent, but somebody just brought up earlier in this meeting that we need to, or suggested that we, you know, set a policy for videotaping meetings, period. And we haven't even really discussed that yet. I mean, that's something, and then here we're going to the video extreme without even really discussing whether people's rights at meetings to be videotaped or not, and so on and so forth.
Okay, William. William?
He's gone.
He's gone. Okay, Gerald.
Well, look, I happen to think that this is very serious, and I'm a little shocked at my New York partners who were telling me that this, you know, this stuff was getting violent. Look, the whole thing is to provide leadership in these situations and prevent violence before it occurs. That's the key here. And that's why I really do think, that maybe I didn't provide the best argument in the world on how to deal with it, but I most certainly do think we can't just write some lofty terms about good things and bad things. People got to know if you do something like this, you sue, or you certainly will be curtailed from participating. Now, I like what Ray said in terms of the graduation of things. There's a difference between a push and a punch. There's a difference between, you know what I mean? We don't want to treat it all, and Mark tried to make fun and say the death penalty. No, that was Longy. But the point is, we have to do something. We have to be firm. We have to be clear. That's what I'm for. And that's why I'm going to support this, and I'm just going to ask for one amendment, and I hope it's friendly, and that is to strike the word incitement.
Yep.
And then I want to vote for it. Is that friendly to you,
Dave?
Absolutely, but it belongs to the body.
Well, it's been seconded. It's not. There's no friendly. It's the body.
Okay, one moment. Is there any second for this amendment?
Second. I second it.
Okay,
maybe
let's go.
Maybe we can accept it without objection so we can move.
Okay, any objections to this amendment? Hearing none, it passes. Next one, Carl.
I'm going to speak against the amendment because I believe it's premature. I think we need to give the mediators in New York an opportunity to work to bring people together. And I think particularly at this stage of the game, banning people from Pacifica, taking people off the air, trying to get them off the board, it's the wrong approach. Let's try to get the mediators in there. I'm speaking against it.
Okay.
Miguel.
Can I get on the stack, Henry? David?
Okay. Miguel.
Well, yeah, I'm going to follow the same line of Carol. I think that what is needed here is dialogue. I think that people need to sit down and people need to talk, and we need to bring some neutral party here that can bring the people. I don't want to say get people together because I've been hearing that word forever here in New York, but at least that the people can sit down and see that by the way that they've been conducting politics in New York City, they are hurting the station. I should say we are because I don't want to exclude myself for the whole situation. We are heading the station. And I feel like this board is getting some kind of the traditional politicians that every time something happens, they come out with the policies in place that really doesn't resolve the problem. I think that we should hit the nail on the head by really take a look to the situation, how serious it is, and think, and every time we propose some policy that can solve the problem, or maybe that can put more gasoline into the fire.
Okay. Well, anybody that hasn't speak about this issue would like to speak before David?
Yes, I would, Alice.
Okay, Alice.
I think I would like to speak against this too, even though I will be there tomorrow night with whatever happens, because I think it casts a punitive light, and that is very, very premature, and I hope is never needed. I believe, like Carol said, we should get the mediators first and address it on a more collegial level rather than immediately adopting a punitive approach. And as Miguel said, we need dialogue, however difficult that is to establish. So I will vote against it, even though I would like the meetings videotaped properly, which in my experience means lit. If you're going to video something so you can use a video, it requires lighting, and that won't happen anytime soon and without a big budget. So I will vote against this. Thank you.
Okay. David.
Yeah, in listening to this, I appreciate the remarks, particularly the people in New York. And respect it, and I'm not one. I fought for a long time to deal with this policy of banning people because the people who had power in the network banned them. So I would probably like to withdraw it. I'm going to recommend, though, that we divide the question. I do think that the board should signal to all parties in New York. First of all, I want to say that Mark mentioned the policy on videotaping. One of the people involved in videotaping, at least, I mean, I believe and have seen in the past insightful behavior on that person's part. In other words, I can fully believe that he's using it in intrusive ways to try and inflame people. So I think it's a good idea for us to say we are going to do it and have a person who doesn't have an interest in that actually trying to capture the situation. And I do think we should all plunk down and commit. It may be 5 hours, but given what's at stake, particularly if things continue to go haywire, I think we are really responsible to pay some attention to what's going on at those board meetings. Mm-hmm. So I accept all the critiques of the punitive approach. I think if we say that we are going to videotape it and that the DMV will observe the videotape, we demonstrate our commitment not just to let this go, but to pay close attention. We'll be informing ourselves. And it should be clear to anybody that if we see outrageous behavior, we may take action. But but we don't need to be explicitly punitive. So I'd like to move to divide.
Why don't you just move to strike everything except videoing? That would take care of it.
I have a point.
Are you presenting a motion, Carol? Are you presenting a motion?
All right. I'm moving to strike everything in the motion except the first clause, which says that the meeting shall be videotaped. And Dave, what did it say? Who's
going to? It'll be videotaped. That the executive director will arrange for the meeting to be videotaped,
okay.
And the video will be provided to members of the PN, all members of the PNB.
Right.
Okay.
Everything except that sentence.
So this is one amendment.
Wait,
I second that.
Okay. Let me just point of information. What happened to the amendment that we all voted on that said that we would consider other people's videotapes too?
Now,
it failed.
Well, here's the reason.
No, it passed, but is it gone now?
No, it passes. That amendment passes.
The way it stands, if I can clarify, because I'm the maker of this motion, I'm trying to strike everything except that the executive director will assure that the meeting is videotaped and the board will be provided with a copy of that videotape and any others that people wish to submit.
Okay.
I have a question. What if there's no allegation of violence? Do we still have to watch the tape?
No,
well,
but
you can put it in your closet, I suppose.
We still have to pay for it.
Okay, we have one amendment suggesting to strike everything except that the executive director is going to be videotaped, et cetera, et cetera.
And,
okay.
Other videos.
And there is one amendment. I mean, and it was already second. So is there any objections in going directly to vote on this one? Hearing none, can you please call the roll?
Did I hear Kalonji saying something?
No.
No,
okay. So please, Royer, would you please call the roll for this amendment only?
Can we ask if there's any objections to the Spooner amendment?
Okay, are there any objections to this amendment?
Yes.
Yes, okay, then let's call the roll.
Just a point of clarification before we vote. If we vote yes, mean we are agree striking everything except to videotape and to consider other videotape that have been submitted by the whoever is on the meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we,
and if we vote no, that means we put a whole amendment.
Point of order, Henry.
Yes.
You asked if there were any objections to closing debate, but then somebody spoke to opposing the motion. I would like to hear the reason in case it's something I haven't thought of.
Okay, the one who is opposing the motion, would you please speak up?
That was Mark.
Mark?
Come on now, don't say my name like that.
Well, okay.
You did.
If nobody speaks, I'm just going to call the roll.
I will speak out. I just don't like the whole idea of the PM. First of all, I don't like the cost expense of it, and I do think we have to hold off. Every time we have a special meeting, we wind up spending money, and I've got a $10,000 proposal we haven't even gotten to. I'm concerned about that. We got to hire a videographer, whatever they call them, plus get 24 copies out to all of us for us to look at something maybe. I just don't think it's necessary. I trust the mediation. I trust the motions we've already passed. I trust management to stay on top of this, our fellow board members and the other people who've contacted us, and I don't think we need to hire somebody to walk around with yet another videotape at WBAI.
Point of order, we're voting on the amendment to that motion. We're not voting on the main motion yet.
Oh, this is just whether to do it?
Whether to strike everything else.
Oh, boy. You know, I take everything back.
So is there any objection to
that? I have no objection.
Okay.
So there is no objections in the amendment?
Can you read it again, please?
Okay, the amendment says that we're going to ask the executive director to do whatever it has to do to videotape and what else? That's it.
Right,
and provide us with a copy of the
videotape.
And it should be clarified that could be posting video. It didn't necessarily mean
that. So the point of order or something here, Secretary, the amendment is to strike everything but the first sentence in the original motion.
Exactly.
No,
that's not
correct. Wendy added something that Carol's retaining.
Right, that is retained. The amendment is that we strike everything except that the first part, which says the executive director will ensure that the meeting is videotaped and that the PNB is supplied with copies, and we will also view any other videotapes anybody wants to supply us. That's all. Everything else about what the consequences of violence are is stricken.
And this amendment has been seconded already.
And it's been seconded. We're just going to get it videotaped.
No.
That's where it stands, so vote no.
We're going to vote.
Well, let's vote, right? Let's go to vote, and whoever is against just votes against for this one. Okay.
You want consequences.
Yeah,
come on, Gerald. Stop editorializing.
Like it or not, that's the vote. Go for it.
Let me remind you that we are voting in this amendment. We still have to return to the main amendment, okay?
No. I think we're the main
amendment. No, this is it. This is it.
Exactly.
This is it. We've, without objection, people passed the amendment.
Is that who?
Which one?
The amendment that Carol has just presented.
Right. So now we're just voting on whether to videotape.
And we're now to the main motion? Fine.
Excuse me,
Everybody, please. Everybody, please hold down. I have very clear the main amendment, main motion that they presented is all together. Carol has been presented one amendment asking to strike all the other points and remain the first sentence. Okay, so we are going to vote on that amendment. If it passes, then we deal with the other one, okay?
Okay.
So, Roger, will you please call the roll?
May I ask if there's any objection to Spooner's amendment to the main motion?
Are there any objections for the amendment to the main motion?
Are we then going to go to the main motion?
No,
is there any objection to striking all that language?
Yeah, I object.
All right.
Yes, okay. Let's vote on this amendment only, okay? Roger, will you please?
Right, okay. So, vote on this. I'm sorry, I have to change this thing. If I don't do it now, then... Dave.
Can I abstain?
Teresa. Marty.
I abstain, too. I'll vote yes to strike, right?
Yeah, it's yes to strike, yeah.
Yes.
Roger, this is Teresa.
Teresa.
I'll vote yes to strike.
Sam, Sonelli, Ray.
Yes.
Ambrose.
Yes.
Miguel.
Yes.
Roger, yes.
Yes to strike.
Yeah. Kalonji.
Yes.
Sarv.
Yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Julie.
Yes.
Dickie.
Yes.
Gerald.
Keep hope alive for consequences. No.
Wendy.
No.
I'm losing.
Serena. Alice.
Yes.
Carol.
Yes.
William.
Abstain.
And that amendment passes.
The amendment passes. Okay. This amendment passes. Now we have the motion that with this amendment has been stricken all the first ones. So can you please tell us how is the motion approved then with the amendment that we voted first that included all the videotapes?
So you want the motion as amended?
Yes.
But, and hold on a second. Vote on amendment. Oh, geez. Gosh, this is crazy. Here we go. To instruct the executive director to arrange for the WBAI LSB meeting to be videotaped. You know, I have a point of information. I'm sorry, folks. Are we talking about tomorrow's?
Yes.
And we're not talking about all the meetings?
No.
Of just one meeting we're talking about. For the, let's put the date on it, the July 27th. Okay, thanks for bearing with me there. Instruct the executive director to arrange for videotaping of the July 27th WBAI LSB meeting and that all members of the PNB shall be provided with a copy of the video and any others that may exist. No, oh, I'm sorry.
The people wish to submit.
Wish to submit. Thank you.
May I ask a question, Mr. Chair, Alice?
Yes.
Should we tell the videotaper who is to be videoed? Are we videoing the LSB members?
We
Totally out of order.
We are asking the executive director to arrange all those details, okay?
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Okay. Now, will we give a notice out to everyone who comes in saying if you'd like to share your tape and where to send it? I'm only half joking on that.
I will submit that this to the discretion of our chair that is going to be in communication with the executive director tomorrow to ultimate all those little details.
Okay.
Besides that, let me just interrupt. I'm sorry. But, Mark, you know, hopefully there will be no incidents that need to be shared.
Well, I will say that let's go forward with the agenda, please.
Mr. Chair, we have to take a roll call vote to approve this motion.
Yes, okay. Now, let's have a second roll call. I would like to ask if there is any objections.
I'd like you to restate it, please.
Roger, can you please state it?
Motion by Adelson, as amended, to instruct the executive director to arrange for the July 27th WBAI LSB meeting to be videotaped and that all members of the PNB be provided with a copy of the video and any others that someone wishes to submit. Anyone wishes to submit. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, wait, please point of information. We don't have to bear the expense to distribute videos. In other words, the ED doesn't have to arrange. The way you've got that written, it sounds that the ED has to arrange for us to get copies of videos that anyone would like to submit. I don't think that's the intent.
We have an amendment. Any other volunteer videos that anyone would like to submit?
Anybody, people who want to volunteer, you mean?
Is anybody second that amendment from Wendy?
I second.
You second.
All right, without objection, can we move forward?
Without objection, I'll spend an hour on this.
One moment, please.
I have an amendment, Mr. Chair. This is Vicki.
Uh-huh.
I think that somewhere in there we need to state that the fact that this meeting is going to be videotaped needs to be publicly declared at the beginning of the meeting.
I believe
that the executive director be
second.
Excuse me, but I believe that we already said that this is going to be informed at the beginning of the LSB.
Okay, yeah. The other amendment.
The other amendment.
I thought that one had gone down. So
no, it was it passed.
Thank you.
Does anyone has
for a clarification?
Okay.
Do we mean that the videotaper has to submit 24 different copies, or are we talking about one to the entire board?
I will suggest that all those details be left to the executive director and to our chair of the PMB so that they can find the best way.
One per area is good enough.
The motion reads that all members of the PMB shall be provided with a copy of the video.
Well,
That is not what it says. I said provided the video. That could mean they post it on the web and we all download it. Okay. I said provided the video. It did not, I specifically and explicitly did not say a copy of.
Well, okay.
Yeah, we've been on this for an hour. We're going to get bogged down on details here. The intent is pretty clear, isn't it?
I would like to
provide it with the video.
Yeah, but you can figure out how to do it.
Well, you know. This is just really tough to get wording here.
Let's let the executive, the director, and the chair to deal with all these little points, and let's move forward with the agenda, okay? Because all those ultimate details can be arranged tomorrow.
Mr. Chair, this is Alice. Then I suggest they be struck from the motion, because why should the ED try and figure out what we do and don't want when we write a motion?
Well, what happened is that we are establishing general lines in how to proceed. Now, all those little details have to be arranged, but those are going to be implemented, all this, and that is not our job. We want results. We want results, and that's what are we going to be looking to tomorrow. I'm certain that all the members of the PMB that are directly concerned of what's going to be happening tomorrow are going to be listening to what is going on the stream.
Point of order. I thought we had called the vote on this, and now are we debating it again?
No, we are not debating nothing. We are just trying to get forward on the agenda, okay?
So we need to vote on this.
Somebody's
got to
state this motion for me, because I don't think I have it right.
As I understand it, this
whose
is
motion
the
is it?
It's Dave's.
Dave's as amended reads that the executive director will arrange for the LSB meeting at WBAI tomorrow night, July 27th, to be videotaped, and for the board of directors to be provided with a copy of the video. And that the board of directors will also view any other videos that persons wish to submit.
And be to be provided.
We already voted.
They get to submit it. We don't have to pay for them to submit it. If they want to submit it, it's done. They will view it.
And we already voted on this, and so I am moving forward with the agenda, okay?
No, we didn't vote on it.
No, we didn't vote.
We voted on the amendment.
Let's finish voting in the main...
That was the motion.
In the first motion, okay?
That's it.
Okay, now. Can you please tell us, Roger, what is going to be the amendment that we're going to be voting now?
What Carol just said.
Okay. Yeah, well, he wants me to restate it.
Okay.
So the Sherelle motion to amend that is not on the floor or on the table anymore.
No.
Oh. That was accepted.
That we already passed that.
We passed it.
Then Carol had her amendment.
I didn't even
we've
get
agreed
the wording
on that. So
I'm
now
sorry,
we're
voting
on the main motion.
Let's have some order. Just Roger, could you read it and then we can vote?
No, I can't read it because I'm not clear on Wendy's amendment.
All right,
neither.
Well, we passed Wendy's amendment that the PNB would consider any video that anyone wanted to submit.
And that
about half an hour ago, or maybe 45 minutes ago.
That amendment was already passed.
We passed that.
That's fine. I just don't have... my issue is wording here.
And then we struck everything else about punishments and consequences. The main motion, as amended, reads as follows.
Wait, Carol, didn't Wendy have another amendment?
No, never mind.
No.
Well, yeah, okay. 10 minutes ago?
The only point was that we don't have to pay for volunteers that want to submit their videotapes.
And that's taken care of in the wording of it.
All right.
The wording of it goes like this. The executive director will arrange for the WBAI LSB meeting on July 27th to be videotaped, and for a copy of the videotape to be provided to the Pacific.
It shall provide a copy.
What?
It shall provide a copy.
And shall provide a copy.
No. I specifically said it shall be provided because we may not get copies. Some of us may be able to download it from the web to reduce the expense.
And
we
shall
be provided with
for
the video.
For the Pacifica National Board members to view it. In addition, the PNB will view any video that any other person wishes to submit.
All right, one question. Video is made at this particular event?
At the LSB meeting tomorrow night, July 27th.
Is it,
any anybody who wants to submit a video, we'll look at it.
Right.
We won't pay for it. They can submit it.
And Vicky's point is that we will announce at the beginning of the meeting, should this motion pass, that the PMB is videotaping this meeting.
Yes.
That's
all right.
Part of the point.
PMB is in the House.
Now, let's vote all together on this amendment. Okay?
So we're on the main motion. By Edison, that the executive director will arrange for the July 27th WBAI local station board meeting to be videotaped, and that the PMB will be provided with
the video.
The video.
In addition, the PMB will review any videos anyone wishes to submit.
Right. That's it.
Okay. Now, Roger, would you? Is there any objections to this amendment? I mean, to this motion, to this main motion now?
Yes.
Okay, then let's go and vote on our roll.
Somebody said there's objection.
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Teresa?
A yes is the motion is amended, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Then I say yes.
Marty?
No.
Ray?
We're voting to have the video. I'm sorry, I just got distracted there. I'm still at work. Sorry to impose. But clearly, that we are voting to...
To do the videotape. Videotape,
yeah. And making that accessible to people.
Oh, yes.
Daryl.
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel?
Yes.
Roger, yes. Balanji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
No.
Julie?
Yes.
Vicky?
Come back to me, please.
Gerald?
Let the truth be told, yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Zarina? Alice?
Yes.
Carol? Coming back to Carol.
Carol's here. I vote yes.
Okay. William?
Abstain.
We came back. Coming back to anybody?
Vicky.
No.
The
motion passes.
Okay.
Okay, Henry, I'll take back over. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Henry.
Thank you, Henry.
Thank you.
Good. All right. Now, so the next agenda item, I believe we're on to the next agenda item, is a report from the Governance Committee on the recommended composition of the Board Staff Relations Committee and the manner of rotation of PNB Station representatives to that committee.
Okay. The Governance Committee met. As you recall, this board sent the matter back to the Governance Committee, having not accepted the first recommendation. So here's what the Governance Committee came up with on a recommended composition of the Board Staff Relations Committee and manner of rotation. Resolved that the Board Staff Relations Committee shall consist of the ED, CFO, and the five station general managers, and one director from each station area, plus an affiliate director if one wants to serve. Two, that the director reps from the five station areas shall be chosen by the directors from each station area, drawing names from a hat among the directors from that station area who are interested in serving on the committee. Three, that the director reps from each station area shall rotate quarterly among those directors who want to serve on the committee, who shall be chosen by drawing names from the hat as above. Four, that there shall be no quarterly rotation of reps required from a station area if none of the four directors from that station area wants to make a change in the committee representation from that station area. That's the recommendation that came from the Governance Committee.
This is Wendy. I move we just pass it.
Me too.
I have a point of information, Dave. Just on that, on the choose from a hat. Does whoever's serving not get to have their name thrown in that hat if they're?
No, because it's a rotation.
Okay.
Are there any? Is there any other discussion? Can we just pass it?
I had one quick.
Mark.
Yeah, I had one quick question, Carol. When you said that there would be no quarterly if no one wanted to, so there, I mean, in other words, if I'm sitting on it, then is the onus on the other board members to say, "Hey, wait, I'd like to do it," or do you know what I'm saying? If we don't mandate that a quarterly happening has to occur, and if all three people say, "I'm not interested," you keep doing it is one thing, but you're saying that the quarterly does not have to occur if no one else wants it. But how would one determine that?
Any director who, it says, there should be no quarterly rotation of reps required from a station area if none of the four directors from that station area wants to make a change. So if any one of them wants to make a change,
then they go to the hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions or considerations? Okay, any objections?
Never mind.
No objections?
I object.
William.
Okay, William objects. Okay, so, William, do you want to state your objection, and then I think we'll vote?
Oh, I just object to the quarterly rotation. I said it last board meeting, so I won't go into it. That's it.
Okay, thanks. All right, let's vote.
How about a friendly suggestion? How about every 6 months? Quarterly is too frequent.
Our terms are only 1 year.
That's what I mean. So, I mean, if you keep on rotating really fast, I mean, nobody's going to know anything about anything.
Is there a second to this?
How about 6 months?
I'll second it. This is Teresa.
All right.
Can we vote on the amendment without
the amendment? Do people understand what it is?
The amendment is 6 months?
Yes.
Rather than one quarter?
In a 12-month term?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's vote on that. Go ahead and call the roll, Roger.
Hold on. Sorry. Dave?
No.
Teresa?
Yes, for the amendment.
Henry?
Nope.
Ray?
No.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel?
Yes.
Roger, no. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
No.
Julie?
Yes.
Vicky?
No.
Gerald?
You ain't gonna trench your ass on me. No.
Language, Gerald, come on.
Wendy.
Why you
no.
Like
Reverend
said ain't?
Wendy
rough.
Said no.
Wendy said no.
Miss Serena. Is Serena on? No.
No.
Oh. Alice.
No.
Carol?
No.
William? William on the amendment?
No. Abstain.
We have yeses. We have one, I believe. Yeses, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yes. No, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 6 to 10 it fails.
Okay, so the amendment fails. Now, can we pass the main motion? Is there any objection to the main motion now?
I object.
Okay, let's call the roll then.
Hold on, right with you. Dave?
Yes.
Teresa? Teresa?
Yes.
Henry?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Miguel? Miguel? Come back. Manning, yes. Kalonji?
Yes.
Sarv?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Gerald? Gerald?
Excuse me, yes.
Wendy?
Yes.
Alice?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
William?
No.
William?
No.
No. The motion passes.
Okay, let's talk briefly. Carol, do you have a recommendation for how this committee should get constituted in the fastest way?
Is there a recommendation?
Yeah, I'm wondering if you have an idea how we could...
How about everybody on this board take responsibility for doing their hat draw? Is there any affiliate director who wants to serve? Because we have to resolve that now.
I would like to serve.
All right. We said if any affiliate
Thanks,
director
Marty.
Wants to serve, they shall serve. So you're on it. Why don't you convene it?
Oh.
Because nobody... within a week, the directors in each area will do the hat draw.
All right. Thank you. I will convene it. And will you send me a copy of the resolution?
Yes.
Carol, thank you.
Wait, within a week, I'm not going to see Kalonji.
Well, why don't you guys arrange somehow or another, magically and creatively and inventively, because you're really smart, how to conduct a hat draw without somebody else having to figure
it out.
By
internet. There must
well,
be some program.
Thank you, Carol. I think you're pretty smart, too.
I think you can do it.
Yeah, this is Roger.
Mark, if you want, I'll put your name in the hat draw it, and you can just trust what I say.
Okay.
You can do it on the phone with somebody
and
drawing it.
You don't all have to be in the room to do the hat draw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody can do the drawing in a room without you there, so long as there's witnesses. It's not difficult.
Yeah. Okay. So I will try to commit shortly because it does need to get going. All right. Now, finally, we have an update on the progress of the Executive Review Committee. Mark Roberts is the chair.
Yes. We are moving along. I just have two things to say, and then I have a motion. We're working with we have two dates. One is a sort of artificial kind of a date where we'd like to be able to make a recommendation by the board meeting in September. As you know, there is no official contract, and I guess the initial term of hire ended, the 2 years would have ended in June of 2004. So we're just kind of riding on that as we get through the process. We have identified the individuals that we would like to interview, the different parties, staff, LSV, board members, union reps, et cetera. We have a list of parties that we think should be involved in the evaluation. We then got to the point where we had to decide whether or not to hire an outside consulting firm to assist in the evaluation process. And while we recognize this is an annual thing, this is the first time for us, and so we looked at that. LaVarne, I think is Williams from Berkeley, and Alice Shields from New York kind of headed that subcommittee and came back with three names. We discussed it. We also heard from Dave Furtick, who was the IPMB chair of the Personnel Committee and part of the group that actually hired the ED. And he came and spoke at our meeting also for about 35 minutes or so, at the end of which we passed the following resolution, which we're asking you to consider now, and somehow I cannot find it.
You want me to read it, Mark?
Alice, I knew you would. I know how you like to read. Alice, could you read it for me?
Yes,
thank you, darling.
Thank you, Mark. Resolved that we complete the evaluation of the ED by the October P&B meeting using one of the three professional evaluators we've examined at an amount not exceeding $10,000.
Wow. Wait, did you mention the names? Isn't that in the motion?
We're not in executive session. I wasn't sure whether to do that because these parties don't know each other.
Oh,
so
yeah. Let's just
I'll evaluate it for half of that.
Hey, okay.
Okay. Second the motion and move the
There's a motion on the floor. Let's have three people speak in favor, and if there are any against, can speak.
Okay, I have a question. Of point of clarification.
Go ahead, Miguel.
Well, my point is, like, in the part that you
Someone
say,
speaking.
Right? So it's a happy ending.
Because a sister got pregnant by her husband.
Madam Chair, could you tell them to be quiet?
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
Excuse me, Gerald?
She was cool. She didn't get... Wait a minute.
Okay, go on.
Thank you.
And
what's your question?
That part, when you said that not to exceed more than $10,000?
Yes.
Okay, so did you already have that amount in mind, or you consult?
Okay, let me tell you what that's
how you
on.
How you come to the conclusion of 10,000?
Okay, what happened is we went to we got bids, a sort of initial bids. Now we haven't spoken with them because that's where they really can kind of hone in. But we talked about the process. We indicated what we were looking at, and all of these companies specialize in nonprofit organizations, and they specialize in executive reviews such as this. And so, on the basis of that, we got estimates back that ranged from a low of 4,000 from a sort of like initial consultation to a high of 8,000, and we bumped it up an additional 2 for closing costs, so we figured it would not exceed 10,000. But the initial amounts, quotes that we received were in the $4,000 to $8,000 range. The four being
because of digital camera, you, it's a mix.
Four being that, you know, not as much involvement as at the 8,000 level. Neither, however, assumes that our committee just sits and waits for a report. We still have work to do, but it does involve guidance and direction, et cetera, from this outside consultant.
I want y'all to tell this woman that she should cut these couple of naps off my
head. Gerald.
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 Gerald,
you've got to mute your phone or
hang
up.
Sorry.
And the things that we're hearing, Gerald, you don't want us
to
hear.
Right.
We have two.
And Gerald, we're nationwide.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Miguel?
I just was wondering a little bit on 10 of the this organization that they compare, was Pacifica compared with any other organization? Because I think that we are like a unique.
Well,
special.
Alice spoke. She's from the outreach parties that we spoke with. One firm in New York and two in California.
Right.
Alice?
Shall I say, I think...
respond to that, please.
Sure, thank you. We're in, according to one of the evaluators, by our budget, we're in a medium range, at least as far as New York nonprofits go. By our organization, indeed, as a radio station, it has a little uniqueness. However, I think, according to what I've been hearing with these people talking, it's not at all that unusual to have wide, geographically wide-flung, divisions of a nonprofit. Many have such things. So the geographical distribution of the foundation is quite ordinary for certain kinds of nonprofits. Does that sort of address what you're saying, Miguel?
Can we maybe move through?
Oh, yeah. Wait, Madam Chair, I do want to add one other thing. The vote on... The vote to go with this was 7-2. We did have some members who were not able to attend. There was an LSV meeting, for example, in Texas, et cetera. And so that was the vote. I will tell you there's some members who are against this and feel that we should do it, and then there are others who are strongly for it. The vote was 7-2 in favor. Having said that, we have the motion before us.
Yeah.
I'd like
a pro and a con and a pro and a con, and we'll see where we're at.
May I be on the stack?
Can we step the motion, please?
Point of information.
Okay. Yes, Ambrose.
Just a question. What will this firm evaluate?
BED.
The executive director?
Yeah.
Against what?
Criteria.
Well, that, I believe, is partially in coordination with our committee. We have, as Mark said, already chosen a number of aspects of the foundation, persons in the foundation, that we on the committee, I mean, Mark just spoke to that, felt were important to consider. So at least as I see it, this would be in collaboration with the committee.
I didn't get that.
Point of information.
No.
Alice, I think what Ambrose is asking is, do you have any standards by which you are...
Exactly.
What,
can I speak to this?
Correct, Ambrose? Is this your question?
That's correct.
Is it a stack
plus,
here?
Plus the fact...
Yes, but, we'll get to stack. Let's get this question answered.
I can answer
plus,
that question.
Plus, Madam Chair, as I understand it, this our board, which is a continuing organization, developed a job description a couple years ago and sent it to the executive director. And I'm told he didn't return it. So what criteria are we using?
That was a contract.
The old one or a new one? Are yet to be devised one.
Okay,
may I answer that, Ambrose?
Or Mark,
yeah.
Wait a minute. I think this is a reasonable question.
I know, but
I
there are
very
people who have answers to it. If we could.
Well,
Madam
well,
Chair,
you're not on the committee, though.
Oh, let's. Can Alice or.
Well, how about Sarge?
Mark,
Bob is on
let Mark address that, please, as far as I'm concerned, Alice.
Yeah, I just wanted to address what Ambrose was saying in terms of criteria. There's a number of things that we're looking at. There is a job description, although the one that we have was the one that was prepared by the ED himself a couple of years ago. But we do have that job description, although it's not, you know, it's not signed or anything. We have the executive contract that had been prepared but never signed. And we also spoke to, as I mentioned, Dave Fertig about that. That was not signed or returned. So that is not in place. We have an evaluation form, like the annual evaluation form that we would send around. We have a sample one that was prepared by the IPMB, and we have that. And we have samples that we've received from other nonprofits. We have like two or three samples of evaluation tools that we might utilize. This includes some that the LSBs have used for their GMs, and that's what we have.
And that is going to be made available to the board?
Well, once that information is, the consultant ideally would come in, if the consultant were to come in, it would be to assist in getting all that out. Yes, all that information would be sent to everyone. The interviews would take place. There's a self-assessment that we're asking to be done by the executive director as well. You know, how well do you think you've performed in the last 2.5 years or so? And that would be part of the record as well. And then we would all get together and ultimately make a recommendation to the board one way or another.
Now, that's not what I'm getting at.
Okay, what are you
getting
at?
What I'm getting at is, how in the world do you bring a consultant on to deal with that unless the board has seen those things, acted on them, and approved them?
Well, we're not asking the consultant to craft any of those things. What the board is doing, and the board, remember, the board has 5 representatives on the executive review committee. So
yeah.
The board is represented as are 5 LSBs. It's a 15-member committee. So it's a wide, because remember, the LSBs also have approval rights also have to weigh in on the ED. So we have 15 people from 5 station areas that are on that committee, and all of them will be actively involved in working and helping with or without a consultant, but if the consultant comes in, working faster to prepare the documents that will ultimately be sent to all the people who will be evaluating the performance of the ED.
When does the board decide?
Merrick, Marty,
we need to,
please.
You know, if, Ambrose, if you're not satisfied with what they're doing, you can vote no, of course.
No,
I'd like
I'm
to
just
be
asking for information. When does the board make a decision?
Hold on. Okay.
The board must make a decision, not a committee.
Paper, and then somebody speak again.
Well, wait, I have point of information. I heard Ray has a point of information.
But
yes.
You know, points of information are just bogging us down. Can't we just go in some order
well, actually,
of rotation?
The Roberts rule says that a request for information takes priority over debate.
Okay.
So are we using that or not?
Could someone please answer Ambrose's question?
I say we tried.
Well, I mean, his question is, when does it come before the board? And I'm not exactly clear what he's saying. What is it?
I'm saying you don't have anything until the board decides you have it.
Well, you're saying that the document...
You don't have criteria until we say, by our vote, that this is what we want. You can't do it. You know...
I see what you're saying is the final evaluation tool, the questionnaire,
should not be distributed until the board has seen it and said, yes, I like this.
The job description as well as the criteria must be approved by the board.
Okay, well, once that information is completed, it's not completed now, it would come before the board before we would disseminate it to the world, yes.
Well, then you don't...
But I don't have a date for that.
You must have a date for that because you cannot hire a consultant to do that work until we make a decision. The board must make a decision.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Madam Chair, this is our fact.
I'm sorry, folks. I understand there's a disagreement and
I need to be in the discussion.
We need to... Dave, did you have a point of a clarification or what?
No, not clarification, a point of information.
Okay, point of information.
It's a request. It's sort of apropos, but I think Ray was ahead of me. But
no, I was not. Go ahead.
Okay. My point of information is whether or not in the arrangements with the consultant it is expected that we will provide the set of criteria, or are they going to develop a set of criteria by which the review will be done?
All right. This is Wendy. I'd like to speak at some point. I'm on
me the... Me too, Carol. Okay. And...
Me too.
My understanding from the process, and again, we have not interviewed the consultants. The committee is meeting on Tuesday. If we approve the appropriation tonight, we will interview all three consultants who are being considered. These are the types of questions, that's why it's good, that we'll bring to them before we have a recommendation on which of the ones we want to hire.
Thank you.
I would imagine that the process would be collaborative. They bring in their expertise, and we bring in our knowledge of Pacifica.
Thank you.
Okay, Ray.
My question is, if I understand you, we actually are using this information prospectively. We are gauging the work of the executive director by rules that did not exist when he was actually functioning.
No.
No.
Is that correct?
No.
No. What we're doing? What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm saying we're choosing a setup. Well, normally when I have somebody, I'm doing that. He has a job description and a set of rules by which he's going to be evaluated, and then those rules are applied.
Well, we're
going in the reverse. We're having the behavior. We're having the 2 years of functioning, and now we're creating by the rules by which we're going to analyze that.
Well, actually, if you look at the job description portion of it, because again, the job description was apparently created by Dan after he took the position because there did not exist. But we're not, it was not handed to him at the time that he received the job. He didn't even get an actual formal hire letter. The only thing we have formally hiring him is the motion that was passed in June of 2002. That's all. And so the formal papers don't exist. The job description he prepared is one guideline that we certainly would look at to create the evaluation device, which is basically the questions, how do you know this person? What is your relationship with this person? How do you feel this person is, you know, handled the following situations? What do you know, that type of thing. And that would be based on the direct experience that the person that we send the questionnaire to has had with the executive director and or with the executive office. And so that's kind of the way we're looking at it. Then if, in fact, the ED were to be retained, we would then want to put in place possibly, and we'll have to talk about that at the board level, there are pros and cons, an actual contract, which is one of the things we heard in from Fahim so much. You need to have a contract. Well, we don't have one. So we would also be working on establishing a contract. And the job description would be part of that contract.
So we can I just follow quickly? And affiliate stations would also be included in that evaluation of the executive director?
Pardon?
Affiliate stations would also be included in the evaluation of
yes,
the executive
Alice,
director?
Yes, Alice, do you have a list with you?
Wait a minute.
Well, I mean, just to answer, since we haven't talked about it before, but yes, affiliates we have on there,
the
general managers, LSDs, program directors. Wendy, help me solve.
Democracy Now, one person's in that.
And no IPNB.
IPNB members present on this board.
Yeah, everyone present on the board now. All national staff.
All GMs.
All GMs. All union reps, where unions exist.
Paid staff, yeah.
Paid staff reps. Mm-hmm.
altogether about 147 different people.
Yeah.
Yes. And part of them.
Not counting the 44 affiliates. It's a huge group.
Yes. But please.
140.
May I speak a moment?
Yes, Alex.
Thanks, Mark. Just to make it plain to people, the several months our committee has been trying to parse out just the questions, you know, that Ambrose has been rightfully bringing up. How do we evaluate? And a few weeks ago, we started gathering our thoughts on, well, who would be the people who most likely could feedback their interaction with the ED at this point. So we created this list, and now that we may possibly be getting an evaluator, if that is passed tonight by this board,